If you are a regular Thursday listener, this gentleman needs no introduction. However, if by chance you are tuning in for the first time at this time, here's the drum. Four entertainment reviews, 2 minutes each, succinct, punchy, and entertaining reviews of all there is to watch, stream, dance, listen to, and look at from the world of cultural entertainment, Wayne style. It is Wayne Messingham's 4x2 Pop Culture Review. Wayne, good morning. Oh my God, we missed you last week, kind sir.
Thanks, Willie. Thanks. It's good to be back.
Oh my God, I know you actually ventured out to a cinema recently. Is that one of your reviews? Should we just get into it? Is that?
Yeah. No, actually, I've seen three movies in the last week or so, and so I'll be reviewing two today. So it was great to get back. It's fairly quiet. I think people are still maybe feeling their way as far as going back to the cinema, and I guess there's no really big name films out there, but it's allowing for a lot of really great sort of independent films, I guess, to get in the spotlight.
Yeah. What was the physical experience like? Were there chairs blocked off that you couldn't sit in? Was there popcorn or the candy bar?
No, I think it's as far as the candy bar, that's still normal, I guess. But there's different strategies. Palace are basically every second row is empty. It's not, there's no signs on there. They're just not selling tickets. And Dendy is sort of more doing a just being spaces between each one. And then if you buy a ticket, they'll block out tickets to be sold on either side of you. So unless if you're in a group, so if you went with four people, they can all sit together, but there won't be anyone sitting either side of you.
Around you, okay.
Yeah, so they're just making sure that they're selling. So I think they're operating at maybe about 50%, maximum.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get into it. What have we got at number one?
Okay, number one is the first film I saw on my return. It's the personal history of David Copperfield. This is obviously based on the much-loved and lauded classic by Charles Dickens. And this latest version comes from the hugely creative mind of Armando Iannucci, famous for films like The Death of Stalin and In the Loop, and TV shows like Veep. So he's very, very funny, a great writer, very great satire. So he brings that into the Copperfield story, which, as I said, is a classic story of, rags to riches, a young boy that's living with his loving mother. Then a stepfather comes in who's very cruel. He's sent away as a young boy to a factory in London to work for the stepfather. But he battles through all of that, eventually turns into a successful writer. So I think I haven't actually never read the book. I should have, but I haven't read it. But what I read is the movie essentially follows the same path. There's a few of the few details of the story that probably snipped out to make it a bit more streamlined, but essentially follows with all the same characters as Uriah Heep and Betsy Trotwood and obviously David Copperfield. So this film I just felt was very had a lot of whimsy, a lot of humour. It's quite magical. It's beautifully done, beautifully acted, and it brings that satire that Iannucci does to his other films. So it's probably a bit, I wouldn't say it's a comedy, but it has that really biting English wit in the film. And the other main difference, I guess, with this new version is Iannucci's used quite a few actors of colour in certain roles that I guess wouldn't have been played by them before. I think it's a fictional story, so you can sort of adapt it any way you like, and it certainly all works. And the main part of that is Dev Patel, who actually plays David Copperfield, and he is excellent. But there's lots of other great actors in this to revel in, especially Tilda Swinton and Hugh Laurie, who are absolutely hilarious. Their scenes are just great. So it's just a fun, really enjoyable film. It's funny, it's quite magical, and I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. Okay, film, David Copperfield, number one.
Yes.
What have we got at number two?
Number two is a TV show that I've just been blown away by, Mrs. America. This is a limited series currently screening, or you can view it on Foxtel. Now, this is just an outstanding show. I'd say it's going to end up in my top three or four shows of the year. It's just...
Oh, big call. Big call, Wayne.
Yes. Well, it's worth it, and all the acclaim for it is definitely worth it. I absolutely loved it. Now, this Mrs. America is a 9-part series, and it really centres on the ERA movement in America from the early 70s through to 1980. It's a very detailed look at the feminist movement in America. I guess Gloria Steinem is the biggest name in that, but I learned so much through this, and so many women who did, were, I guess, heroes and inspired a lot of people. So outside Gloria Steinem, you've got women like Bella Abzug, Betty Friedan, Shirley Chisholm, and many others who led that ERA movement. And on the other side of the ERA movement was a woman called Phyllis Schlafly, who led the Stop ERA. So it's a very detailed look. You learn so much through all the various fights they did to gain equality for women. And the best part, even though it's very important in that way, it's also just so beautifully written, and the acting is just off the charts, and also goes into personal lives. So it's not just purely a historical drama, I guess. It also shows their relationships with their husbands or their wives, etc. So it just weaves in so many beautiful details. And as I said, the acting, and two of the main actors are both two of our great Australian actors, Kate Blanchett, who plays Phyllis Schlafly. I think they should just give her all the awards now. She is just so good in this.
Oh, interesting. Okay, great.
Yeah, she's just, I just find her, just she inhabits a character so beautifully. You never think that's Kate Blanchett playing someone. She just inhabits the character and you just feel it. And she's just amazing in this. And Rose Byrne is very good as well, as playing Gloria Steinem. And the other great actor, there's plenty in there, but Sarah Paulson is also great in this show. You've also got actors like Margot Martindale and Tracy Ullman. So this is a show that just works on so many levels. And, I learned so much, but I was entertained as well. So just an amazing show.
Awesome. Okay, that's Mrs. America. It's a 9-part series available on Foxtel at the moment.
Yes, yes. Okay. Outstanding.
Awesome. Number three.
Number three is a film that I saw last weekend. I was very excited to see this because it was basically the film I was going to see just before cinema shut down. But I'm so glad that Dendy, that's only showing at the Dendy in Newtown, brought it back. So I was really excited to see it last week. It's called Monos. And I really think, this is a really, really great little film.
Did you say Monos?
Monos. Okay. M-O-N-O-S.
Okay.
It's a Colombian film. The title comes from, I think it's from a Latin term, which means the one. It's what a group calls themselves. So this film, as I said, is a Colombian film directed by Alejandro Landes. He drew from a lot of funding from a lot of countries, about 8 countries to get his film made. And it's all filmed in remote areas of Colombia. Apparently these areas has never been filmed before. And basically the Monos in the title are a group of teenage commandos that are sort of training military style up in the out in the mountains of Colombia. And they sort of belong to an organisation called the Organisation that we don't know much about. We just know they're probably like a rebel group fighting. And these young men and women are sort of part of that group. So it sort of goes through their training. And then there's an attack on them, and then they have to move to the jungle. So it's sort of like, a bit of a cross between Apocalypse Now and Lord of the Flies. So it's that intense, really unsettling sort of film where you're seeing how the young people who are sort of drawn into this fight, how they react to each other and the hierarchies they form. And it's just, it's a really, really, really great film, I thought. It's very brutal in parts, but it's also very beautiful. It's magnificently shot. So I really, really enjoyed this. And it's got a really great music score as well. So, as I said, it's a Colombian film called Monos. And it's only showing at Dendy Newtown, but I think worth checking out.
That's amazing. I can imagine it was like this. The scenery was quite like just stunning or captivating if it's being filmed in places that have never been filmed before.
Oh, definitely, yes. But from the tops in the early parts when they're up in the mountains and the clouds and everything else, it's just, stunning. And then they go deep into a rainforest jungle. And
A
lot of scenes underwater. And It sort of gets a little bit bizarre at times, and
right.
it's a really great microcosm of a world that we don't know much about.
Right. Okay. Monos at the Dendy, Newtown only. Yes. Get along, and then our last one. What have we got today?
Last one is a nice show I've watched recently and really enjoyed. It's called Gentified. It's on Netflix. Just finished season one. There's 10 episodes. This is a story of community and gentrification in East LA, specifically Boyle Heights, which is sort of the main Hispanic area of East LA with a large Mexican community. And this is about a family trying to survive, but it's a bit of a different family because it's mainly the grandfather who runs a tacos store in Boyle Heights. And he's basically, what he's helped out is by three grandchildren who are all cousins. There's two young men and a young lady who's trying to be an artist. So it's sort of a different family structure in a way. And they're all trying to make their way through the world. So you get the personal story of them. And there's also a lot of the story of the gentrification of the neighborhood with them sort of trying to hang on to their community and people moving in and buying up land and then turning them into condos or, you know, a Starbucks or something like that. So it's quite interesting on that level. And it's just, it's a quite lighthearted sort of show. It's quite funny in parts, but also has a little good message about gentrification and holding on the community. I do think the personal stuff probably works the best. I think a little bit of the political stuff is probably just a little bit heavy-handed, I thought, in parts. But the personal stuff and the relationship between the three young people and their grandfather and what he's holding on to is really well done. And there's going to be season two, so if you enjoyed that, then there's something to look forward
Stick
to.
Stick around for season two. Wayne, yes. It is so great to have you back. All of that
Good
information will be on our website. Thank you so much. Thank you
Thanks,
so
Willie.
Much.
Good to be back.
Yes, and enjoy the cinemas whilst they're still open, because maybe they
definitely.
Won't be open for a little while again.
Yeah.
All right, Wayne. Week. Have a great week. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Bye.